Today is Tuesday, July 26, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we'll just start off with some Twitter goodness. There's always interplay between the folks on Twitter. But what I'll say, so Baron Frosty was a little bit behind on the podcast, I think. And he responded to when I was talking about the critter, or I assume it was a critter that was digging a hole next to my porch or next to the foundation, like right up against the foundation. So I weed-eated around the foundation and there was a hole. And he says, hole in the foundation, expanding spray foam. It will expand and puff out, get hard, and then dry. Shave flat to the surface with a cake knife type saw after a few days. Problem solved for $3. That's interesting. I guess that would work. The only thing I would say is, then it looks like you have foam in your yard. So, but yeah, I mean, I suppose that's something I could do. I'm wondering the difference between doing that. I've got to sneeze. And now I'm not, okay, I sneezed. Anyway. So yeah, I mean, that's an interesting solution. I've never bought, purchased, used, spray foam. So that would be an interesting experiment just to use some spray foam. But I'm wondering if that's better than just taking some dirt from elsewhere and just packing it down in there. I guess because the dirt, whatever animal dug the hole, is likely to be able to dig out of the dirt. Whereas maybe they would have a harder time digging out of the spray foam. I'm not really sure. And because I don't know what it is, or if it even is an animal, maybe it was water. I read somewhere that if you're what are they called, gutters are clogged up, that water can drip out in certain places when it rains, and then it could cause holes just because of the water dripping, which I don't think that's it, but I mean, you know, who knows, it could be. So there was some interplay. You know, Chris from Tennessee said, I understand that's how Big Fatty solved his incontinence problem as well. And Big Fatty says, also known as Cheese Whiz. So there's always some good back and forth. Always some good back and forth. So anyway, thank you for the suggestion, Baron. Maybe I'll go buy some spray foam. So I told Mark yesterday. So we went to the grocery store yesterday, and I am going to be selling my Rodecaster Pro because my Rodecaster Pro 2 came in. That's my audio mixer. And I was counting the other day, and I have 7 mixers. I have every mixer that I've used since I started podcasting 15 or 16 years ago, however long ago it was. And so I thought, you know, as I'm getting these new mixers, I need to be selling the older ones so that, you know, I can recoup some of my cost. I could give them away as well, but I mean, and some of them I might. If anyone needs a mixer, let me know. But I'm going to be selling this Rodecaster Pro. It's relatively new. I've only been using it for about a year or two. I don't remember when I got it. Maybe two, because maybe I got it when we first moved into this house. But anyway, I feel like I could, you know, recoup some of my money by selling that. And the new mixer was $700. So, you know, anyway, so I'm going to sell this mixer, was $600 new, and I'm going to sell it for $150. And I'm first going to, he doesn't know yet, but I'm going to send an email to Taylor from Pod as My Copilot and offer it to him. And if he says no, then, or he doesn't want it, then I'm going to, I am a librarian from Afterthought Media, is, or, you know, one of the listeners slash chat roomers from Afterthought Media, which is Joe Batanz's podcasting network, has said she is interested in it. So I'm going to offer it to her. And then if she changes her mind, then it will be on the market. So I'll let you guys know. But I'm going to, so anyway, the reason I brought that up is because it's dusty. And so I thought, okay, here, I don't want to take a cloth and try to clean this thing because I don't want to jam dust further down into the crevices. I don't want to, you know, cause problems. I don't really want to use liquid because, you know, electronics and liquid. So I'm like, how am I going to clean this, get the dust off of it, right? The surface of this thing is a little bit of a dust collector. I will say that. It's kind of a rough, not, it's a matte finish and it, I guess, a, I don't know, for whatever reason, it collects dust. And it's not a horrible, you know, downside. It works perfectly well as a mixer. I really like it. That's why I bought the second version, or, you know, the Model 2. But it collects dust. And so I thought, well, I don't know if I want to wipe it down because that maybe I'll damage something or push dirt further in or get water in the, you know, I just don't want to do it. So I thought I want to use canned air. So I told Mark, I said, hey, and we did our grocery shopping last night. And so I told Mark, I said, remind me when we go to the grocery store or when we go to Walmart, I would like to get canned air. Well, apparently he had never heard of this. And he's like, canned air? What? Canned air? Like, they can air? What are you going to? He was so confused. He said, there's air all around us. You can buy canned air? He was so confused. And so I explained it to him. I said, no, they compress air. And then they put it in this bottle. And then when you press the trigger or whatever, it blows this compressed air out and you can use it to clean stuff like a computer keyboard or a mixer or whatever. It's just that it just blows air. Now, I have a compressor downstairs. I feel like that's a bit of an overkill to drag the compressor upstairs and put the nozzle on it, you know, to, plus I feel like the compressor is going to be so strong that it'll probably like blow the paint off of this thing or something. So, I mean, that was another, or, you know, I don't think my hose is long enough to come upstairs and I don't want to drag the entire compressor upstairs. So that's not, you know, that's not a good option either. So anyway, I bought a bottle of compressed air is all I'm saying. We went to the grocery store and nothing exciting happened. I was trying to figure out what I was going to cook and I completely forgot that I have a recipe that I have to cook for throwing down for the Pride 48 weekend. It is a blueberry burger that I've got to pull up the recipe for and I forgot to get the ingredients. So I still have to go back to the grocery store so that I can cook this thing. And I'm a procrastinator. So throwing down is on, I think throwing down is Saturday evening. I'm going to have to look now and see. By the way, don't forget the Pride 48 weekend is coming up this weekend, starting on the 29th at 7:45 Eastern time with the opening show. And many more shows after that. I'm not going to read them, but we want all of you to join. So please join. This is the penultimate live streaming weekend, meaning next year will be our last from home live streaming weekend. And so, yeah, you should join. You should join. But so, yeah, 7:45 and then Three's a Crowd at 8 with Auntie Scott. And Daniel and myself, then Archer, then Yeast Radio, then Tastes Like Burning. But anyway, regarding Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Mad Dingo, if I can get Wendy up and working. But Throwing Down is 11 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. So likely I'll be cooking this burger while listening to Shy Life on Saturday. at 2 p.m. or something like that. Well, Mark and I'll be having it for lunch, you know, on Saturday. But we did our grocery shopping. Nothing too, you know, exciting to report there. I got some pretzel bread for sandwiches this week, and we're having spaghetti tonight for dinner. I got a little ricotta cheese because I wanted to try mixing in ricotta cheese with the sauce to make it a little creamier. But then I also want to put a few dollops of ricotta on top of it just to add some creaminess to this. I love ricotta cheese. I know it's very bland, but I'm really into the texture and it goes with everything. So yeah, we bought groceries. That's it. Canned air. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.